This should run an absolute chill through Jake, Kevin, the machine.
Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me. It's going to be very hot. It's going to be very uncomfortable for everybody. Want anybody yelling? We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the shit's going to hit the fan.
Hold on to your butts.
Hello, Dallas, Fort Worth. Let's talk sports.
Blowout.
Kangaroo do.
Oh, God.
No, do you know who we are?
I think it's pretty
evident. I bet you have
already.
No idea who we are.
You never introduced yourself.
Exactly.
Dyke and Mike.
Chopping back a leg.
To mind to meet me, my little...
Mike, what's Thursday?
Thanksgiving, Donovan.
Yes, it is. What do you usually serve on Thanksgiving, Mike?
Yama, 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 yama.
He's your... So you can take all your shots of, hey, listen to them say how cool their life is. No, our life isn't that cool. It's because we spent all day yesterday trying to drum up fun stuff.
Whoa.
Joel Klatt joins the show at 1:50. And then it is the debut of the Tyler Sagan Show at 2:30.
Come one, come all to a beautiful show. It's gonna be awesome and some other stuff. Some other musical stuff.
Oh, nice one, Soroy.
The need to turn it up is overwhelming.
Soroy.
I just can't sit still anymore.
Here's Mike Soroy. Go get him, Mike.
I wanna break things with my hammer.
Soroy, you've ruined everything.
Who, Cash?
I wanna start a little war. Isn't that what this little red button here is for? I wish the song was louder.
Whoa. 12:17 is the time. This is the Cirque du Soleil radio program. My name is Michael Sirhua, normally the producer of the Norm und die Invasion. That is 10 to noon weekdays here on the ticket. Hey, to my left is my brother Cash. I forgot to write a little thing.
So, the P1s have been so good to us this week. You know,
what did you do this
supporting
week?
Supporting you, filling in.
Yeah, I've been in here busting my ass. What did you do this week for the P1?
Showed up to Guy's Night Out.
Right.
You know, and had a great time saying kind things at the Twilight last night.
Okay.
And I think that we owe them the best show, to put the cherry on the top of the whole week.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And then...
Why are we going to do that?
And then I look at what we've got, what we've talked about.
Zilch.
And I realize that we're going to let them down.
Yes.
We're going orphanage, which also is probably awesome.
This is the second time in what I believe is now 6 years or something, 5 years of doing the Cirque du Soleil show. Really, really popular. But I believe this is the second time ever.
So undersold. Really, really popular.
This is the second time ever I've sat down and I have not one word in front of me for a rundown, for anything prepared. And you know what? I'm like, oh, God, this is not good. You know, you have to have something. But again, I
lean back on the orphanage who did this for many years with nothing. And if we get in trouble for mailing one in, then...
Two things. Number one, that means P1s, the phone lines are open.
All day.
You call in, you're going to get on the air. That's our contract. Get the mouse ready.
You hear this?
That's the mouse.
Ready to click on phone calls.
Because Travis ain't going to answer him either. We got no producer.
You want to do the fake... Who was the golfer that we got on the one time we guilted in? Hunter Mahan.
Hunter Mahan.
Right. And we had
still my favorite day in the history of anything we've ever actually done. We just started yelling that we wanted Hunter Mahan on. We knew he was in the area. And eventually it trickled down to him. We're like at like 1:15, he's like calls into the hotline. All right, this is Hunter Mahan.
I love Hunter Mahan.
And
just for that.
I quizzed him on everything that's in his golf bag to make sure it was him. And it was.
Until the phone rings, I'm going to read the ingredients of these pork rinds that I just ate.
Okay. Well, what's the main name of them so we know what we're... Is it
snacks?
Southern Recipe Hot and Spicy Pork Cracklins.
Okay, 30 seconds on pork rinds without reading the... Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was thinking about that because isn't the pork rind the one non-spoken verbal contract that you... Or non-verbal contract that you get into?
Okay, go on.
When you eat it, you understand that you're eating... You know exactly how terrible it is what you're eating.
Hi there. Thanks for calling the ticket. You're on the air. Hey, bring up line one. Hey, man, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Nothing.
Good. Just going to Jimmy John's.
All right. Hey, 30 seconds on pork rinds. What are they?
Pork rinds are the same thing as chicharrones, the fried pork skin. They're delicious.
I don't understand Mexican, bro.
Chicharrones, bro.
Whoa.
So it's just puffed pork skin?
Yeah, it's like just the pork skin. It's fried. It's crispy. It's delicious. It's salty.
What's your name, bro?
Tyler.
Hey, man.
This is Tyler, the pork rind expert for DFW.
Just going to get a sandwich today?
Just going to Jimmy John's, bro.
Cool, man. You got a punch card there, or are you just going to pay cash?
Cash money, no punch card.
Maybe
I should get one of those.
Chips and a drink?
Yeah, hot Italian and barbecue chips.
Nice.
Salt and vinegar is a better choice, sir.
Cool.
So hang up on him now. I'm sick of him. The first line of ingredients in pork rinds are pork fat with attached skin.
Okay, that's gross sounding.
Right.
So, seriously?
So gross.
And yet, I knew that. But then I opened the bag and I started eating them.
You know how I know you guys love sports? Because you're eating footballs. Tiny little footballs.
This is what we do. Yeah. We're so excited for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Ready?
I'm not eating one, so don't even hand it to me.
No, you can have this little piece. Just this little piece.
And then is it spicy?
It's okay. And then this is audio of me.
Oh, no. I'm not doing it. Right. You do it.
Hold on. Shh.
Okay.
Hold on.
We know what it is. Stop. We're going to get in trouble. I will tell you, pork rinds in the great health chase of your existence are an incredible loophole in the no-carb game.
That's right. When you're Atkins dieting.
Yeah, if you're going no-carb and you're just going protein and cheese and some veg and you're just hating life and you need that crunch.
Get that rind.
Go get you that chicharrones.
Let's go to the phones.
1 through 6. What do you want?
3.
Hi, line 3. Good morning. You're on the ticket.
Hello, how is it going?
Going pretty good, man. What are you?
Where are you from?
Hello, I am from Quebec. You may have heard me. I am former champion of UFC.
Is this GSP? GSP, man, cool, man. Good to have you on.
GSP, well, talk to Maple Nuts. He's from your country.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
What?
Ask him.
Comment ça va?
Yeah.
Where are you? I will come up there and kick your ass.
Wait, all of us?
Why, GSP? We let you come
on your language.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've just done a big rail of kitty litter.
Do you have CTE? Is that why
you're Saturday at noon, bro. You party.
Yes. I'm about to polish it off with a can of keyboard cleaner.
Hell yeah, man.
I was wondering... It's kind of hard for me to get kitty litter. All these stores have blocked me.
Mm-hmm. Your accent is weird.
You guys could pick some up for me.
Like a couple boxes and ship them up there for you?
Well, I'm actually in town right now. I heard your radio station.
Why are you saying everything like a question at the end?
He's French, dude.
Which one of you was that?
Hey, did you know that Citoyen is a very popular French-Canadian name? Of course you knew that.
Of course I knew that.
Whoa, wait. Where'd your accent go?
All right,
I'm sick of him. Hang up on him.
Thanks
I
kind
of get so sick of people so
Thanks
quickly.
For calling, champ. Maybe he'll come back soon.
UFC champions call this show.
You know, today, outside right now, it's 69 degrees.
Yeah.
Not one cloud in the sky. Less than 10 miles per hour of wind.
Let's go to break.
I'm ready.
You guys going to go play golf?
I am ready to proclaim, as the general manager of Team Having Fun, I proclaim today, January 30th, 20 and the 16, the nicest January 30th in the history of the Metroplex. And it is said, and you need to get outside. Granted, keep the earbuds in, but get outside. Go do something. Go build a treehouse. Go jump rope. Go plant a butterfly garden. Go build a fort. Go play Simon Says. Go look at bugs. Go read a book on the lawn. Go play hopscotch. Go plant a garden. Go dig a hole to see what's below the ground. Go make a bird feeder. Go watch the weather. Go look for shapes in the clouds. Go make a lemonade stand. Go fly a kite. Go roll down a hill. Go play with your pets. Do a scavenger hunt. Jump on a trampoline. Collect rocks. Play Foursquare.
Are you reading a list of outdoor activities?
No.
This is just what you should do.
Maple nuts. Prep a ticker. Go try to identify bird calls. You know, go bury a time capsule. Bury a treasure. Make a map. Go make leaf prints.
What?
Go touch leaves and trees. Go play tag, kick a ball. I don't know. Feed and watch animals. Just get out there. Go smell flowers. Visit a waterfall. Volunteer to pick up litter in your community, you know? Look under rocks.
Volunteer to pick up litter.
Watch ants. Go look at spider webs. Go camping. Go play catch. Go hike a trail. Go plant a tree and measure its growth.
In one day?
Yeah. Go horseback riding.
What the hell is going on?
It's 69 degrees out there, and it's the nicest January 30th ever.
More Cirque with your calls next.
How many plants you can find? Look at tree buds or bird nests. Blow bubbles. Make s'mores camping. Set up a bird bath. Run around until you get dizzy. Watch water ripples in ponds. Take a walk under the full moon.
Wait, make a bird bath?
Set up a bird bath.
So you're just buying it.
Roller skate.
And then putting it out.
Gay.
Don't the birds get upset because there's no...
Like, birds
there's
have
no flow. There's no... It doesn't... It's just like a puddle. And then they're
pooping
it.
And they really need us to do this for them?
There's so much
like,
water.
What crap do you have to do during your day?
The earth is
like,
three-quarters water.
Yeah, we need to make you a bird bath in my front yard.
Lazy freaking birds. The ticket.
Make a mud pie. Here you go. Close your eyes, touch things, and guess what they are. You want to play that one? Grab something. He grabbed his sunglasses. Forget it. That's not going to work. You know, I did a magic trick on air and Donovan got spooked out. We got a Twitter question.
So stupid.
We had a Twitter question asking what you want to be if you weren't in radio, if you weren't a super famous radio celebrity locally and regionally.
Fisherman.
Really? Okay, that's a good one. I want to be a magician. Obviously, I still do. And he's like, we'll do a magic trick. And he gave me a pen and I made it disappear. And he was like, oh my God.
How'd you do it?
Oh, come on.
Well,
he'd get blackballed from the community if he revealed his secret.
You think I'm going to risk my status with the Magicians Alliance?
Yeah. You do it like like Heath Ledger's Joker? Make the pencil disappear? You remember?
Yeah, what, did he plunge in his heart or something? Or eyeball?
He put it on the table and then jammed the guy's
head
right down
it.
into his eyeball and killed him that way.
I would beat the hell out of Heath Ledger's Joker.
No, you wouldn't.
In 5 seconds.
You have a better chance at beating up Bruce Lee.
Okay, you're
than
stupid.
Beating Heath Ledger's Joker.
Heath, why am I writing G instead of H? How's your QWERTY?
How's my QWERTY?
Yeah.
What the hell did you say to me?
Do you know what QWERTY is?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
You've made it through 51 years on this earth and you don't know what QWERTY is? Stop. Ironically, stop typing it into your computer. You guys know what QWERTY is, right?
Your keyboard? Yeah.
These
keyboard.
Guys are borderline...
Infants?
What? R's? R's. They know what QWERTY is. Everyone knows what QWERTY is. You really don't know what QWERTY is.
No.
Look. QWERTY. It's the style that your keyboard is laid out in. QWERTY. You know how it's not the whole alphabet from A to Z?
Where's the... What?
Look. QWERTY. QWERTY.
Q, right?
That's the...
How is there not the whole alphabet, though?
The whole alphabet's there, but it's not like starting with A and down to
well,
Z.
I know that.
Okay, well, there's a name for it, and it's QWERTY.
How do I... Does that affect me in any way?
Well, you have an education, so
right.
You should know common things. Wow. Heath Ledger was 6'1", I'll give you that.
Plus, he's all hopped up on heroin.
Well...
And he had...
You don't know what I got going.
And he had...
I got
cocaine.
I snorted a bunch of catnip.
I don't think heroin would help his fighting skills.
Yeah, but it would help him pull the pins on the grenades.
6'1", 170. And we're going to aggravate people shortly when I get in another Bruce Lee rant. But at least Bruce Lee is a martial artist. There's zero question about that.
Package.
What the hell's Heath Ledger?
He's crazy.
A pretty boy actor.
He's crazy.
6'1", 170.
Thank you for your phone calls today.
Hey, man.
On the ticket.
Good morning. You're on the ticket.
Who is it? Is it me?
It's you.
It's you, man.
Is it me? Hey, boys. I had a couple of statements. First of all, you guys are magicians. I saw that 360 top-down video that you guys posted on YouTube, and that was amazing.
Thank you. That was magician stuff.
That was
That's
crazy.
Magic.
And then I had a question on the Bruce Springsteen sound-alike contest.
Mm-hmm.
I almost went up there, and I was going to do Bruce Springsteen having a period guy. How do you think that would have?
Well, the only way to know for sure, because we heard all the contestants, is to hear you do that now. So go ahead.
Born in the USA. Born. In the USA. So that's what I had. It probably would have. Are you there, guys? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Laying out? Did I get hung up on? Soroises? On the ticket? Rock of Ages. Oh, is this me? Man. Guys, okay, I love your buns, boys. You hang up. Hang up. Okay, sports.
Yeah! It's not that hard. Just go Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Just go with your heart. Just do what your heart says.
Bruce Lee having a period, huh?
Not Bruce Lee.
Oh, no. What?
Bruce Springsteen? Springsteen.
How about Bruce? God. Do you remember Bruce Springsteen was the first concert we ever went to?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I was. It's not the first concert I ever went to. It's the second concert I ever went to.
Was your first one Fat Boys?
Yes. The Fat Boys.
I
that was my
that.
First one.
And I remember I was sad I couldn't go.
Yes.
I do remember Bruce Springsteen. Bill told us, our dad, the captain, the sea captain.
The sea daddy.
Told us to, he told us all day. He's like, get your homework done early. I'm like, wasn't going to do it anyway, so we good. He's like, get your homework done at school or right when you get off school. You know, we're doing
What's
something.
What's going on, dad?
No clue. And this was 1984.
1984.
So I was 8 years old and you were 22.
No.
And, I got home, I remember. We loaded up the Oldsmobile and started driving. Didn't know where we were going. Homework wasn't done. And
But we'd been to the Orange Bowl before.
So we were going toward the Orange Bowl. Still didn't put this together. And I remember we exited the Orange Bowl, and the guy in front of us, the car in front of us, do you remember this?
No.
We got into the exit. You know, it said Orange Bowl this way. We, you know, Bill obviously passes most of the people queued up.
Cool,
and
right
just last
line.
Second. He's a pro.
I mean,
it's,
what do you do?
That's in your blood. Saroy means hall
you
ass.
You have it or you don't.
Saroy means hall ass. We don't get mad at us for this one. Sorry. We can't help it. Darts in the exit lane, and the car right in front of us on his back window in shoe polish said, Bruce or bust.
So that's what...
I was like, oh my God. And then I put it all together that I guess we're going to the Orange Bowl to see Bruce Springsteen, who I don't recall even knowing was there that night.
We had to have talked about this. You remember the only thing that I remember from that concert.
What, Bruce kissing the black dude?
Yeah, Clarence.
Yeah, Clarence.
They kissed during
they
the show.
I do remember that.
They ran towards each other.
I think Bruce did a power slide.
Yeah, one of them did a slide. I don't remember which one. And then they kissed.
There's a lot of power sliding in that show, if I recall.
I would power slide. 24. I'd power slide 24/7 if it were appropriate.
Okay. You're going to build something for this?
Just if I could.
I think it's called kneeboarding. You should. And then I remember I didn't know one Bruce Lee song.
Saroy power slide.
Ooh, I have a new Saroy invention. Maybe I'll save that for our next segment because we got nothing else. I didn't know one song other than Born in the USA. I think I recognized him when he played a couple of them, but I like going in there, I couldn't have told you I know one song. And it was about halfway through the show.
I probably had Born to Run in my head.
I think it was about halfway through the show, and they just unfurl a large American flag behind the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, here we go.
America.
That's awesome.
And then it happened.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones.
One, two, or three. Ooh, one's
two.
One's gone.
It was going to be one, but you hung up.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going today, boys? Glad to be on the air with you guys.
Okay, thanks.
It's going medium.
Hey.
What are you doing?
You know, I'm going to tell you what my role is in the world. I am a content filler. So, like, if you have empty space that you need filled with just content, I can help you with that.
Huh.
So,
like what? Like cork?
Anything. Anything. Give me a topic.
Any topic?
Any topic.
Making bird feeders.
So, when you go to the store, you can go to Home Depot, you can buy three panels of wood, one for the side, one for the back, and one for the other side. And you buy a hull, and you make the hull as big as your dingus. And it's very important that you do that so that the birds can fly in, eat, and then fly out.
That is a bird house, not a bird, what do we
ask for bird
a bird feeder.
The bird flies in and it feeds.
Nobody goes in to the bird feeder, sir. I think you're full. No! You listen to me!
Yeah, you listen to Cash!
You shut up!
Your dingus.
Hey, bird boy, shut your beak.
Take your birdhouse.
You know what?
Stick it up your bird hole.
Like you guys. I used to like you guys.
Yeah,
we never liked you. We
you're
never
nobody.
Liked you once.
Hey, but seriously, no, I love you. So give me something else.
No.
No.
You're
bye.
Done with you. God! Bird feeder
it.
Fly in. Who flies into the bird feeder?
I smash your bird feeder. I smash it.
I wanted him to explain how to make hummus.
We're gonna get in trouble for this. Is Cat on a plane?
Last one.
Hey,
turn down your radio.
What? Turn down my radio?
Yeah.
I'm not listening to the radio. This is Team Having Fun correspondent John Dorf.
Oh, hey!
What's up, buddy?
What are you doing? Normal little Saturday where you're spatulating hummus all over your balls?
Yeah, it's peanut butter, actually.
That's weird.
No, it's my birthday. I'm spending time with my family. I just walked away from them having lunch down at the farmer's market. It's beautiful. Listen to you guys looking like an idiot. I'm toothing, so I look like an idiot.
Damn, you are toothing? You're a Caucasian male?
I am, but you got a tooth, man.
Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Celebrate with...
Made it all these years without you.
How old are you?
50?
50. 50.
Years old.
37?
37, yes.
Man, you look older than that.
I know. I feel older than that.
You know,
in the joints.
John Dorf is a Cirque alumnus.
That's right.
He is the mystery... That wasn't a mystery, right? No, we had his name when we did it. He is the former member of the segment Ask a Guy Who Used to Work at the White House.
I'm former of that, yeah.
And he answered all these weird questions that we had about the White House.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ones?
I remember the one when Cash asked me how far you get if you jump the fence, and he pointed a gun at me in the interview, and then I was like, you get 15 feet. I was very confident.
Yeah.
And then that one dude made it all the way inside the White House, like, a few months later.
Yeah, he made it totally into where, like, he was having tea with security.
Yeah.
And that's when we decided we'd never have you on the show again.
That's why it's only anonymous calls. It's the only way you get on.
Yeah.
Hey, is there a swimming pool at the White House?
Yes, there is.
Indoor?
Outdoor. There used to be an indoor one, but that's the press briefing room is built on top of the old indoor swimming pool.
Is it heated?
The press briefing room? Yes.
Really hot. Is there a hot tub?
I don't know about a hot tub. I guess probably.
Steam room?
Sauna?
Steam room?
Sauna. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe in the resident part of the White House.
Does the president have a masseuse?
He has a makeup artist. I don't know about a masseuse.
Artist. Come on.
Yes, makeup person.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know who Obama has.
Obama. Huh?
Well, thank you for your courage and your patriotism.
Well, I appreciate what y'all have done to your bodies.
Yep. Really. Yeah. Sure. No problem, bro.
It's all still real to me too. All right, dude. Go count acorns and pine cones.
God bless you. Tell everybody to come to the farmer's market.
You just did, bro. Yeah.
Go see Dorf. Go wish Dorf a happy birthday at the farmer's market.
It's loud there.
Go chase and catch butterflies. You know, just go do something outside. It's nice out there. Go play duck goose. I mean, just grab your kid or your girl or your boy or your lover. I don't care. Go outside and look at a tree bark with a magnifying glass. Get out there. It's a big world. It's a big wild world. Go camping. All right, we're going to get to some hardcore sports next on the ticket. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's 12:53 in the p.m. on Saturday. This is the energetic new Saturday programming here on the Sports Ticket. We're glad to have you. This is Big Flavor with Chef X. And joining me in studio, this is Cash Saroy. Joining me in studio is Chef X. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Cash.
I'm really just super excited that
I'm here to help with recipes, techniques, equipment, kitchen, other kitchen terms.
Your wealth of knowledge is, I mean, we're blessed to have it here in studio. There's so many illustrious, knowledgeable people in the world of sports, business, finance, music, acting, that have graced these halls and spoken into these microphones. And the fact that you're here to impart your cooking knowledge is something that people will talk about.
I hope so.
So, and I don't know if Kat is going to give us another opportunity at this, but Big Flavor with Chef X it's starting here and now. And just hopefully, you P1s will embrace it the way that you've embraced such things as ladies be tripping and the kick around. Chef.
Nachos.
If you could, and nachos. I mean, I wouldn't even ask. No, I wouldn't ask you about nachos. That would be a waste of your time. And I mean,
without sounding, you know, too cocky, I am comfortable in the kitchen with absolutely any type of cuisine.
Yes.
I know how to cook everything.
Yes.
And I can demonstrate that to you right now. If you have any recipe questions or any kitchen.
I do.
Kitchen things you want to know, you can call in and ask. But we can start with you, Cash. What can I help you with?
Well, we've been taking some Twitter
Big
questions.
Flavor with Chef X.
Yeah. If you would like to call in with your culinary questions, that would be fine. Chef, if you could please give us the steps to cooking a perfect beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. It's generally a steak cut with some sort of flaky exterior. So you're going to want to, you have to get the perfect cut of steak first.
Which type of beef do you prefer for?
Cow beef.
Meat.
It's a lean cow beef. It's a round.
So a
round. No, it's not a fillet. It's a round beef.
But usually is a fillet. But that's
maybe the way you. And then you
Then what do you do?
Coat the outside with the sticky butter. And then the flakes go on the outside. And then you put it in to the
like
oven.
Like corn flakes?
No. Bread flakes. And then you put it in the oven for just that perfect amount of time.
How long is that?
And then...
At what temperature?
350.
For how long?
40 minutes.
How do you get the mushroom roux inside the...
Yes.
I think what you're saying is, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying you get a perfect filet, sear it on both sides, and then...
Yeah, then
lay
put
out
the mushroom roux.
And then lay out some dough, and then also create some mushroom, and then put that on top of the filet with some mustard, and then wrap it.
Yeah, and the flakes, and the bread flakes, like I said.
Hmm.
And then you bake it at 350 degrees for 40 minutes.
This is Big Flavor with Chef X. One of your famous creations is your steak sauce.
Yes.
Or would you like to take a call?
I'm not sure, considering the hotline just rang and we may be in trouble.
We have a very, very special guest here.
Oh. Thank you for calling Big Flavor with Chef X. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, guys. It's Danny from the orphanage.
Danny, oh. we're big fans of yours.
I know, man.
We remember you.
Yep. Well, I heard you guys were doing a cooking show, and
do you have a question for Chef X?
I could you go over that beef Wellington recipe again? It was very detailed, and I wanted to make sure I got all of it.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah, I do. No, I'm actually recording the call, so
so you're fine. Look, I think I've made clear how to make the perfect beef Wellington. Is there something else, maybe a dish that you've...
And Chef X does not say the recipe twice. You can't give this stuff away. It's the one time. If you have another question, sir.
Some other dish, maybe, that you'd like to know the secret behind.
Okay, let me ask you this. What is your favorite recipe for making a delicious queso blanco?
That is one of Chef X's specialties. Chef X?
Oh, you're going to need cubed white cheese,
mm-hmm.
and you need a hot surface, a bowl, a pan or a bowl, and then
okay. pan or a bowl?
Pan or a bowl. As long as it has Pyrex.
A hot bowl, okay.
If it has Pyrex, then that'll help in cleanup. Because in any good kitchen, including Chef X's, you clean as you go. And then cut
I didn't
up,
know you used third person, Chef X.
Cut up some fruits and vegetables.
You put fruit in queso?
Well, that's...
At my level, yes. It liquefies and just adds a little citrus burst.
Interesting.
And then put in your cow meat.
We like to call that beef.
And then heat it in an oven at 350 for 40 minutes.
In your hot bowl?
Yeah.
Let me get this right.
What aren't you...
Cubed white cheese in a hot bowl with cow meat and melted citrus.
You got it. That's correct.
You bake it for 30 minutes?
40 minutes. That's stupid.
Oh, 40.
40 minutes.
Make sure it's done.
350 in an oven. Yeah, and then serve. You want to use hot gloves.
Hot gloves?
To take it out. I'm sorry. Hot.
You mean oven mitt?
Look, at my level, it's different. I'll just say that. Than your commoner terms.
Chef X, he cooks at an entirely different level. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like when people talk about God and religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, certain things aren't meant for the secular human mind to understand, and all things will be revealed only by the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Exactly.
And I kind of feel like Chef X is
the Lord of cooking.
Is on that same level. You are the Christ of the kitchen.
I know, my son. That's why I don't
anoint me.
I don't do
Will
this.
You anoint me. Anoint me with your culinary blessings.
My
please.
Hot take a knee, my son. And I touch both of your shoulders with my spatula.
With my rolling pin.
Touch me with your hot glove.
Thank you for your thank you for your query, caller.
I'm not a queer.
Hey, it's all good, man.
What?
It's all good.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
You can be whoever you want to be in the Big Flavor Kitchen, sir.
Thank you for joining us on Big Flavor with Chef X.
It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure, and I have not slept.
I believe from when we saw you yesterday, that's probably true.
That is awesome. You were great last night, by the way.
Chef X really enjoyed the King Buck show at Twilight Lounge last night.
Well, we enjoyed having Chef X in our presence.
You probably didn't even know Chef X was there, and now...
No. I was fully aware of Chef X being there. He added so much melted citrus flavor to the concert.
We call that zest.
Yes. I can't believe this segment got approved by management.
Yeah, we sent the email in.
We faxed it.
Oh.
All right, Danielson.
Well, all right, that's it.
Love your nuts.
Love your bottom.
Yes, I love all of your nuts and bottoms. Bye, Cash.
Bye, buddy.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Never call here again.
That was exciting.
The hell off the air.
Stupid call.
That was exciting, Chef X.
You want to help one of these?
Yeah, one of these poor souls.
I just don't hope they're not idiots.
Welcome to Big Flavor with Chef X, caller. What's your name?
Ted.
Hello, Ted. Thank you for calling Big Flavor. Do you have a question for Chef X?
I do have a culinary question for Chef X.
Thank God.
How can I help?
Well, I have a date tonight.
Exciting.
And I think it's the night, you know, that we do the thing.
Just a tip.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good luck to you on that.
I'm going to ask Chef X, what's the best technique for culinary, you know, when you go down there and you're trying to please them?
Tough question, Chef X.
Chef X is slightly confused.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is a culinary corner, right?
Yo, there's no question. I think you might be confusing terms, though.
Yeah, culinary.
Culinary.
Oh.
But you may want to, if you're getting ready for this exciting meal tonight, maybe get some practice today by nibbling on a light fish.
Fish, huh?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like a mango, but fish.
A juicy mango?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or a peach?
Sure. A peach is also good. And again, peach, tasty in queso blanco.
Hey, what if I do this? I shove a peach in a fish's butt and try that.
That's just stupid, caller. This is a serious cooking show.
You're wrong. That is the kind of experimentation that Chef X does appreciate.
No, he doesn't.
That's interesting.
No.
Well, I will try that. I have a fish and I have a peach.
And you have a butt.
Peach fish.
Thank you,
peach
caller.
Fish butt. Thank you.
Bottom.
So where's the Marconi? Thank you for joining us on...
It's been my pleasure to be here, and I really hope we made a lot of dreams come true today.
P1, look at yourself. In the rearview mirror of the car... Maybe you got earbuds on. Yeah. Maybe you're at the farmer's market.
Maybe you're out catching butterflies.
Find some metal, a mirror, or something, and look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And ask yourself, are you better now than before you listened to Big Flavor with Chef X?
Mm-hmm.
And the question is yes. It's answer. The question is answered yes.
Exactly.
The question is answered yes. And you're welcome.
You're welcome. Now, get in the kitchen and...
make me chicken pot pie.
Do some experimenting. It is 105. We're going to have to talk some serious sports next on The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket, reminds you that love is grand. Divorce, that's 20 grand.
Huh.
Hey, man, you're on the ticket.
I am.
Swear to God.
That'll work for me.
It's happening, man.
Really, honest to goodness, truly, truly.
Yeah, what's up?
I was just wondering if you had a chance to look at Ping Pong yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I got a bunch of twites.
Ping Pong?
Ping Pong.
I think you should share that with your brother so he can see what Ping Pong is all about. And maybe you and Carlisle can set up a thing and have cash in that video.
A Ping Pong tournament.
A Ping Pong tournament. It's
why are you saying it like that? Well, you're about to see, my man.
Ping pong?
Ping pong.
Yeah, okay, but he's saying, he's really enunciating the peen.
Well, that's the what makes it different.
That's it. That's what makes
You'll
it.
You'll understand.
Penis.
Yeah.
You'll understand here.
Moment. I thought it would be one of those Gordo moments for you guys.
I'm trying to get it up. Oop. I'm trying to get
thank
the video
you for,
up.
Thank you for your suggestion and your courage.
Thanks. Oh, here you go. I'm trying to. All right, here you go. Look. Look at this guy.
Oh, God.
There's a naked man. And then. Bam!
Just a tip.
So this naked dude just played some ping pong. He at least hit one forehand with his dong. Good contact.
You and Coach Carlisle will not be
that's
doing
not
that
how it is
at Ticket
us.
Stock next year.
That's not what it's like with us. It's real friendship.
I've got breaking news, Mike.
Okay.
Breaking news in the world of
breaking
news.
What happened to that guy?
Actually,
what's his name?
Kyle Ingram?
Yeah, where's that, what happened to Kyle?
I think he got a better, bigger, non-radio job.
Hmm.
Sounds about right.
Alabama or something?
Did he really?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a real
business.
Job? Business tips with Mr. Business. You want to start that segment?
Breaking news.
That might be the next segment.
Or car talk
business,
with
business news with Mr. Business.
I wonder
so
business,
generic.
The kitchen, or
all I did was
the garage.
Spend the whole time that last segment deciding what the name of the fake show was going to be.
That was good. We should do the hot pits.
With what?
Car talk.
The hot pits.
Yeah, or the garage. I don't know. Whatever.
With Chuck Buznut?
Yeah, with Denton Stubbs.
Before I get to the breaking news.
Car expert.
I want to ask a question about a drop. Where does your whoa drop come from?
Whoa. I have no idea. Let's hear it. Oh, Tremé.
Whoa.
Where?
Like, how am I going to remember what the hell that comes from? I don't know. Whoa.
I mean, you were.
Whoa.
That does not sound like it's in studio. That sounds
whoa.
Like it's.
I don't know.
Oh, it's probably from a podcast.
Maybe.
Breaking news, Mike.
Okay.
Two inmates who had escaped from a Santa Ana jail more than a week ago were in custody.
They didn't make it, huh?
In California. They were a week ago. They were in custody and they were on the run.
I always feel like if I bust out, all you need is one person that you trust, right? And I'm going to go to their house, and I'm going to play Xbox for 6 months straight. Like, I will just, not leave their
right.
house, and no one else knows. That's it.
So, but your buddy?
Well, I don't know.
Or you find an empty house with an Xbox.
No. Probably someone you know. someone that can be trusted. Maybe Cray Tray. I guess I couldn't go to your house because they'd find me.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is
maybe
that
I go to
anybody
Chef,
that you know.
I go to Chef X's house.
Where does he live?
Top of a mountain.
Near Dallas?
I'm not going to tell you.
So the two things that this breaking news makes me think about are, number one, the conversation that you guys had with Donovan this week about going to The Rock.
The Rock.
And how cool it would be for Dwayne Johnson to be at The Rock. And then if how the internet would melt if there was a screening of the movie The Rock where Dwayne Johnson was watching it, like, in the exercise yard at Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Like, just that picture would blow minds.
I would bet that
The Rock watching The Rock at The Rock.
That's like if Reddit ran the world.
Right.
That's what they would, that's the only thing that they would actually want to get done.
I couldn't stop thinking of that when you guys were mentioning it.
I bet there's been a viewing of the movie The Rock on Alcatraz.
And I bet you The Rock has been to The Rock.
I would guess so. He's a well-traveled
But
entertainer.
Never have those three things happened at the same time.
Probably not. Can you rent? Can you lease The Rock like for parties or weddings or anything?
Buy anything, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
And the second thing that I was on my brain was how much more difficult it is now to escape from prison than back in ye olden days.
More difficult?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Just all the social media and the regular media and the cops just have their stuff together. And it's just, what are you going to do? Like, seriously, what would you do?
Well, I don't think you can even get out now. You couldn't get out. I could probably get out.
No, I could get out.
Of the facility.
Maximum security.
Do they still got the laundry trucks leaving? Isn't that how everybody gets out?
Yeah, they still do that on the clock.
See, no,
3 o'clock every day.
You befriend a guard, a female guard. And you
this is what those guys did.
You take her on as your lover.
Mm-hmm. Lover.
And then mayhem ensues.
Bang your way to freedom.
Yeah. Bang your way out of there. That's the way to get out of a prison.
Okay, but then... Yeah, I could get out too. That's not a problem. I could bang my way to freedom.
She would
not a problem.
She wouldn't bang you.
Yes, she would. And then, once I'm out, do you run for the woods?
No.
You don't run for the woods? What are you going to run? You're going to jog
like literally right when you get out?
Yeah. Don't you want to run for the woods?
You have to ditch your orange outfit first or ditch your striped outfit. I'm telling you, I would get somewhere and not move a muscle for a very, very long time.
So you're going to be inside the cone of detection.
That's a fair question, but that is a, you're talking video game theory, you're talking escape theory, you're talking basic hide and seek theory. Like, is it worth it to hunker down close to where the person last saw you, or is it GTFO?
So the key is doubling back. You got to put something out there outside of the circle that they think you've gone at least that far and then somehow double back. And then find your hole. And then play Xbox. And then you got to have enough food. You could go to Central Market.
You can't go to Central Market.
Just eat cheeses.
Press jam.
Just eat little bits of
bagel. Ever heard of the game Evolve?
Nah.
It's a video game where there's like, say, five people play. Four of them are these four characters. They're hunting this monster. And the monster is another person playing it. So there's five like humans playing. So you get dropped in and you might be the monster, you might be any of the four people.
Mm-hmm.
The four people each have a four different skill. One of them's a trapper.
One of them's a chef.
No, I don't think there's a chef there. Only Chef X is in this one. One of them is a trapper and he can like tase the animal or like tether it down for a little bit. One of them is just a blast the hell out of it like hard. Like he's power
explosives.
Maybe explosives. One of them is a tracker where he can just see their footprints better and this sort of thing. And the bit is you have to survive if you are the animal. But that's exactly the premise, is you get a little head start. So you run out, they see your footprints, and then you can crouch and like tiptoe double back.
See?
So that's exactly what you were saying. So
double back.
It's really an interesting psychological experiment of the theories that you're bringing up, which do include escaping a prison.
And then
what if you actually got out of the prison?
Uh-huh.
Went, you know, a mile or two, whatever. And
two.
And then snuck back into the prison. It is the last place they would look.
In your actual cell?
Yeah. And I would go under the desk in the warden's office.
Because he's going to be so busy.
He's going to be stressed. He's going to be so stressed. He's going to be out there doing press conferences with all the microphones in his face. And what am I doing? Looking through files. And then...
Looking through files?
Yeah, I delete everything.
What are you looking...
I find my file. I get rid of that.
Clean.
I delete the stuff on his computer.
You think he's backed it up?
Death from within.
And then you become warden. And earn
he's
a decent
fired.
Salary.
A nice competitive salary. Because he's going to get fired because he's letting everybody escape. And then I'm the warden. I let all the people who have been cool to me go.
Stupid
all the people
warden.
In my people in my gang. I let them out.
What a moron warden. I think I would be okay on the lam.
Think so?
Yeah, like Survivor. I think I would be okay on Survivor. My wife is completely incapable of dealing with... I think a lot of people are completely incapable of dealing with temperature changes and my toes are getting soggy and, you know, whatever. I'm built for dealing with things.
Okay, I think you and everyone who watches Survivor really underestimates the suck factor.
No, I think you underestimate my ability.
No, I haven't
to
given,
handle.
I haven't given my estimation, so you don't know if I'm over or underestimating anything.
Don't point your finger at me when you're talking on the radio.
I think you would be. I mean, you might not like quit the game because you're so miserable.
Oh, I would definitely not quit the game. I don't think I would be good at challenges late.
Like, why? Because of lack of fitness?
No, no, no. I'd be tight on that front. But I don't think like things where you have to stand on your toes and stuff. That stuff is not good for me.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Like those
my
little
back
ledges.
Would be hurting.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm big.
Yeah.
But if you need me to throw a spear through a flaming coconut wreath.
Or the muck. And you fight for the ball and you throw the basket.
Oh, yeah, no problem
or
there.
Or you knock think. Come on.
I'd be doing Globetrotter stuff there.
I'd have like three idols. And I'd have necklaces.
You'd be good at finding the hidden idols?
There's no question.
Would you be better on Big Brother or Survivor?
I think I'd be better on Survivor.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't like people.
You don't like people?
And if I was in that house and all the psychological backfighting and this, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you're smart.
Yeah, but eventually I'd freak and
how about
blow
not
my
like
cover.
It? How about which one do you think you'd be more successful at?
Survivor. Definitely Survivor.
You're gonna sleep on freaking bamboo shoots and like with ants crawling up your hole.
Love that. Love it.
No, that is misery.
Nah, it's good.
Like, why not take at least the worst case in Big Brother is you got to deal in the.
Okay, well, you're talking about comfort, or you talking about which one I think I'd be better.
You got to be in the have-not room. And you're be on slop for a week.
Sitting on
that's as bad
sleeping
as
it, on a dentist chair.
Yeah, that's as bad as it gets. That's not that bad.
Okay, but that's okay. I'd like it. The worse that it is, the better I'll do. That's what I think. I like bad conditions. I'm a mutter.
You're a tough mutter.
I'm a mutter.
Are we going to try to get on Big Brother again this year?
It didn't go good. We used so much credit.
We had the damn casting director on the show. Number one, I will fully admit, I wanted to have that anyway. She's a good guest.
She's great.
Robin.
It was awesome.
I liked having her on. But part of me was like,
at least get us past the first.
This will get me through. Yeah. The preliminary round.
Through the riffraff.
Like, if nothing else, you know that, whatever. I don't even know if it was just as a make good to the people who had you on or what. And they're like, oh, yeah, come out to the thing, man. We're excited to see you. And came out and just flicked away.
Like so many peas
they
and
took
carrots.
One look at you. And they're like, you are not to be on
what
TV.
We're looking for.
You are not the hot 22-year-old ripped dude. I'm like, dude, I will wind
I have
up.
So much more. To offer.
Apparently, we didn't show it to him.
Guess
in the
not.
1 minute, in the, what, 30 seconds we had. But it's like, that's not how this works. I need more than 30 seconds. Give me to round two and I'll show you why. I will wind up those little broads.
Hey, Saroy means haul ass, and it also means slow burn.
Right. It also means back door.
Uh-huh.
In the sense of backdoor eviction in the game of Big Brother, not the other sort of backdoor.
Bottom.
But it means that one, too.
In every way.
We potty.
All right. We got another segment, and we've got audio.
Yeah, we need
actual
to jump. There's a lot
audio.
Of important sports we have to jump into. We've been saving up for...
Miss Price, Cirque Audio.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, once again, The Ticket, very proud to partner with Star Power to give away VIP tickets to the Dallas Mavericks home games. These are comfortable leather seats with a bird's eye view of the action. Just listen to Norm and Don and Bad Radio and The Hardline to find out how you can win them. Those are exciting seats. You know, this cash is kind of what I'm into lately. You know, my musical tastes are pretty much more advanced than yours or anyone else's that we know.
That's a stupid statement.
This is kind of what I've been rocking lately. This is the Hurrian Hymn number 6, a 3,400-year-old piece of music discovered in Ugarit in Syria. It was discovered in the early 50s. It was recreated. It was preserved on a clay tablet and widely considered to be the oldest known melody. So that's kind of the level of hipster I am. Originally written in cuneiform text of the ancient Hurrian language.
Tell me what you just said, what it means.
It's old as nuts.
balls. But it is sort of pleasant.
Music was more
just
pleasant.
Just close your eyes and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Everybody, just relax.
At the same time?
No.
Oh.
Just reflect for a minute on today, on this moment. This is you in your life right now.
Think about what...
This is where you are. This is who you are.
Think about white queso. Think about how delicious it is.
You're getting very sleepy. You're getting very tired. And your car is now swerving into the lane to the left. Good God, pay attention. What the hell's the matter with you? Hey, I have a new invention. You want to hear it?
No.
You don't?
Sure.
Electric silverware zaps you.
When you've eaten too much?
If you're like eating too much.
Okay.
Okay? Saroy's electric silverware.
How do you program it? How do you power it?
Digitally.
Bluetooth?
Yeah, it's all, there's an app.
And then how does it know? Bites, number of bites?
Yeah.
But a salad bite doesn't equal a beef bite.
Copy.
Weight?
Yeah, weight and...
Density?
Repetitions.
Still doesn't make sense because a huge scoop of chocolate mousse...
Yep, zap.
Okay, but that's light.
Zap.
No. But then what if it's yogurt?
No, help yourself. That's good for you.
It doesn't know the difference.
No zap. Just
no
eat
zap.
Your yogurt.
Whoa. No zap.
Eat your yogurt. Eat your salads. Try something else. Eat a little piece of that cake. Try eating a piece of that cake. Zap. Cake is forever.
See?
Yeah, until you get your hand electrocuted off.
That was the most wheels off thing I've ever heard you say. Cake is forever.
Look, I get nervous hosting in the weekdays, and you're trying to make good points, and sometimes the worst points come out. Cake is forever.
That is a good point. All right, I want to pay off the tease and play the audio here in a second, but first, we just have to talk a little, just a little. Just a little Johnny Football.
Okay, so he got arrested last night?
Right, but first...
No, he didn't.
No, but first, what? Before he was out, before the cops were called, and we'll get to that in a second, isn't there already a problem with dude, after everything that's gone on, partying at a bar, wearing a Browns cap? Like, just let's talk about the psychology of that. That dude is wearing a Browns cap out at the bar.
That's his team.
Yeah, kind of, but also not really.
I don't think they're getting rid of him, by the way.
And then what NFL, what NBA player, what NHL player, anybody, you know, Aikman didn't go out wearing an 8 jersey.
My sources say Manziel was out with some NBA players last night, some of your Dallas Mavericks, something that you would like to call friends despite them vaguely knowing who you are when they see you.
Why are you? What's that have to do with me? It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah. My sources say he was taking shots with a bunch of girls from a club.
Uh huh.
They were in a private room with a bunch of Mavs players.
Uh huh.
And
his Browns hat.
He was nice to the people that my sources that were there. But otherwise, he was sort of a douche. I got a text from somebody. Huh. Dude, I'm. Huh. My finger's on the pulse of the club scene.
So the police were called to investigate an incident in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
2 a.m. Saturday. The call was for a possible assault. This is just the things that aren't said in like these police statements are just so great. Police talked to a 23-year-old woman who was not the caller. Okay. She said that she'd been involved in an incident earlier in the evening with her ex-boyfriend in Dallas. Evidently, that is Johnny Manziel. A preliminary investigation determined that a possible assault had occurred, though the woman refused to cooperate with officers and there's no evidence of a crime scene. The woman also told officers she's concerned about her ex-boyfriend's welfare. This dude is...
Okay, hold on. Can I present a case real quick?
Sure.
Maybe she is wild ass and out of her mind more so than him.
Then he should go away.
Okay, yeah, but what if it's dynamite?
It ain't nothing is that dynamite.
Dude, sometimes...
You cannot be taking his side. He has such
a
long...
Okay, he was not arrested. He basically, nothing happened. The police showed up, and there's nothing to report. But everyone's going to rip on Manziel again today. Like, yeah, he's an idiot. He's a total idiot.
Right.
but maybe he's with a chick who blows her top always, freaks out, calls the police or her idiot friend calls the police,
right.
And Manziel's sitting there, albeit drunk and probably a little fired up, going, good God, would you guys stop calling the police? Do you know what this makes me look like? Seriously, every time?
Well,
I love you, girl, but stop this.
You are? That's funny. You are who you surround yourself with, man.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
Not when you're 23.
Well,
I'm not even defending the guy. He's an idiot. He'll probably be out of the league. I get it. But, like, I just don't – like, if the police showed up and decided no arrests, nothing to see here, that's the story.
Well,
is it not?
Sort of.
I mean, if the police showed up and they said there's nothing to see, what are we talking about?
If he didn't have the track record that he does, then okay. But he
But his
does.
Track record is the last time it was pretty much this exact same thing, wasn't it?
They got pulled over on the side. They were drinking and possibly, well, I don't want to suggest, but they got pulled over and they were having a fight in the car and the cops.
He's an idiot. I get it. He's
that's
a total
all I'm,
idiot.
That's all I'm
but
saying.
I just, when I heard this one, I was like, look, if the cops say there's nothing to see here, they're not going to be protecting him and then file this report that says they at least there was a disturbance and we went and checked it out. So
there's just so much being thrown away. It's ridiculous. All right. I want to pay off the tease before we run out of time. Two bits of audio here for you. The first about our sainted mother, Vida.
I love Vida.
At Guys Night Out, I was talking with Strong P1 Jason, one of the badass guys at Load Bearing Wall Pros, having a beer.
Hey, Jason.
Just shooting the breeze. When he started talking about mom, and this is something that I've told mom, that the P1s are pro Vida.
Yeah, the PI1s love her.
They love her, and she doesn't believe it.
I think she does.
Well, she's about to. So this is audio I'm about to play from P1 Jason talking about our sainted mother.
All right, Mom. Listen to this. Hey, Mom. You know
Vida.
What? Vida. Oh, yeah, Vida. Sorry. Vida, you know what? You are a powerful force on the ticket. You move hearts. Your boys are awesome in this city. They're a staple of the radio universe here, and we love it.
And they changed your life.
And they changed my life. But stand strong on those conservative values. These boys are a little bit out of their lane, but I know you can rein them in.
Love you, Mom.
So, a little political there at the end. I don't really know what that has to do with
that'll
anything.
Be enough for her, like, for a year to be like, remember the guy? He said...
Remember
you were out
the
of your
guy?
Lane. He said you guys are out of your lane. So
you
I
don't
am,
know.
I am right. Fox News is right about everything.
So, Mom.
Mom, we love you. And so does that,
the
dude.
The PI1s love you.
You're the best.
PI1s.
And then the final bit of audio here. We've been holding on this for a little while. Miss Price. Cowboys super fan number one, Miss Price. Mm-hmm. I was at a hotel event recently. People milling about, having drinks, just hanging out. Look
hotel
across
event.
The room, and who do I see but Miss Price? She is so sweet.
I love her.
She's so small. She's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to go talk to her.
Yeah.
And I decide that I would like to, you know, record a little audio from her and maybe get something for the show. I don't know. So we're going to play a little game here before I play this audio.
I love games.
I'm
going to
ask you three questions, and you answer each one.
I bet I get all three.
Okay. Question number one.
Are these kitchen related? Is this Chef X?
No. Why would I ask you about things that
are
specifically for Chef
X? He's on his helicopter.
Right. Question number one. Does she know our show or who I am?
Okay. Trick question. The answer is no, but she will definitely pretend and act as if she does.
Okay. Question number two. If the answer to question one was no, how do you think she'll do grasping our show's name?
Oh, boy. I think we abandoned the idea of getting liners from people when Roddy Bobois even took a while, and he speaks French.
And is there any doubt that in this cut of audio, she will spike the football and nail it all in the end?
All right. Hit!
Here we go.
Hold on. I need to get audio recording.
What do you want? Whose name?
My name is Cash. I'm on the ticket.
K-T-C-A-T-C-H?
No, like money. Cash.
Oh, Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cash.
Okay, so
I'm
what
Cash
do you...
I'm Cash on the ticket.
What do you want me to say?
I need you to say, I'm Miss Price, the Cowboys are the best, and welcome to the Cirque du Soleil show.
Okay.
Come the Cirque du Soroy Show is the name of our show. Cirque du Soroy.
Cirque du Soroy.
Like Cirque du Soleil?
Cirque du Soroy.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Just introduce yourself and say it's the best show in the world.
Okay. Cirque du Soroy.
Boom.
Do I need to say cash?
If you want to.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Cirque du Soroy. Point at me when you're ready.
Boom.
Cirque du Soroy. The best show in the Radio City. My name is Miss Price. You're a Dallas Cowboy number one fan. How about Mr. Cash? How about those Cowboys?
Wow. Man, we are the best show in the Radio City. The thing with her is she's a genius. I love
her. She is. I want to hug her forever.
I love her. And she's so smart because she's done enough of these. She knew the hard thing was Cirque du Soroy. So she's like, got it. Ready? And first thing she said, Cirque du Soroy, get that out of the way. It is due, by the way, but it doesn't matter. And then you could hear her get into her normal character, which is, how about Cowboys and Cash? That was really awesome.
All right.
Boom.
Do I need to say cash?
If you want to.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Cirque du Soroy. Point at me when you're ready.
Boom.
Cirque du Soroy. The best show in the Radio City. My name is Miss Price. You're a Dallas Cowboy number one fan. How about Mr. Cash? How about those Cowboys?
Boom.
She's the best.
What a sweetheart.
We love you, Miss Price.
All right, that's about it. Get outside. It is 69 degrees. It is beautiful. Go play a tourist in your own town. You know, go visit an amusement park. Go plan a picnic. Go volunteer. Go stargaze. Get creative with sidewalk chalk. Plant a vegetable garden. And it's pretty infinite, the things you can do outside today. It's beautiful.
What should I do if I've got some time?
Have a scavenger hunt. All right, that's it. We're actually off next week, probably because of the suspension that Kat has just emailed us about. All the big boys are in San Fran for the Super Bowl. It is going to be, as it always is, one of the best weeks of the ticket year, Super Bowl week on tap. So join us all week next week. We're skipping next Saturday. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
You should listen to it.
And we mean it wholeheartedly that we love your buns.
I wish you would have been here to see this. This was really... It was quite a show.